Lights, camera, action! It's the Month of Movies podcast for
September
2014. I'm Scott.
I'm Jason.
And
I have a box set of 50 movies, best movies by Warner Brothers, and I'm working my way through them. Comes out to be about one a week.
I have a deck of cards that say they claim to have the 52 best movies of all time, and I'm watching one of those a week. And then other movies.
Yeah.
As well. That's my that's right. That card is my challenge for the year. Jason's is the 50 movies challenge. But we watch more movies than that. And here are some. September's been was a busy month for all of us. I went to a different state. I slept more often.
Caught up on sleep.
Beat a video game in a week. Read some more. Needless to say, we didn't watch a lot of movies this month.
I watched 7 total.
I watched...
And 2 of them weren't on my list.
3.5.
So, I'm going to start off by one that I watched, and you watched.
Yeah.
And it was part of my list, and it was part of yours too, right?
Yes.
Unforgiven?
I saw it.
I saw this way back when, and I didn't realize I saw it, and I started watching it, and I'm like, this looks very familiar. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I watched this when I was in high school, when it came out, probably.
I watched it last year for the first time, but mm-hmm. I saw parts of it. Like, I just remember the part when he wakes up in the barn.
And he cuts up the whore's face?
No, I meant like halfway through the movie when Clint Eastwood wakes up in the barn.
Oh.
After he got beat to shit.
Yeah.
But I didn't care for it too much the first time I watched it. And then, like, this time going into it, knowing the movie,
mm-hmm.
I liked it a lot more.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know, like, Unforgiven, like, the name is like, oh, Unforgiven. Everyone's like, this is one of the best Westerns ever made. And I'm like, it's Unforgiven that he cut that woman's face. That's it. And then, it's a whole different thing.
Tim.
It's, yeah, he's not forgiving himself.
But, yeah, I liked it a lot. It was good. And the kid.
The basic premise. Basic premise of the movie, though, the plot.
Yeah, this whore's face gets cut up. I said that.
I know, but it sounded like you said horse face.
Whore's face. A whore's face got cut up, and the whores all pulled together to pay a reward. They put a reward out for those guys' death.
Uh-huh.
And this guy who was a killer and I don't know
like
if he was
a thief.
Thief, and yeah, he was like a bad guy, but he's become better because he got married and had kids and stuff like that. But his wife died. And this came up, and this kid came up to him and said, hey, we should go get this reward and stuff. And then he gets his old partner, and the three of them basically go to town and cause trouble because the sheriff of the town doesn't want the reward to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't
want... The sheriff is a dick.
Yeah.
Just a horrible person. But he's a good villain.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's one of those villains that, like... It kind of like after I watched Deadwood... And obviously he's a Western, too, so it's like, the main bad guy, he has charm, but he's also a dick. So, like, it works that way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. But now is, what's his name?
Yeah.
Hoosiers. What's the character's name? Oh, actor's name?
Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman. Was he in Hoosiers?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, he was.
Okay.
He, so I watched that. That was my movie for the first one for the month for my box set.
That was the second one for me.
And I gave it a 7.
I gave it 7.5.
Ooh, you liked it better than me. Just kidding. Our skills are slightly different.
It blew by faster this time than I remember last time.
Yeah. So I watched this movie, and it was a Western. And I'm like, you know what? There's that new movie that came out called A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Yeah.
And I was like, I should watch a comedy Western since I just watched a new one. Because who knows? They could make references to all these old Western movies. And then I remembered Seth MacFarlane doesn't do that. He only does current pop culture references. And this movie was horrible. Most of the jokes in it were like, boy, it sure is not like we have this. And, you know, because they didn't have it then. It's like... They kept referring to things that didn't exist yet,
mm-hmm.
and those were most of the jokes in the movie. So it's like, oh, could be worse. We could have AIDS and hepatitis and all this stuff. And it's like,
you don't know what it is.
You don't even know what it is, but you're saying it because it's funny because you don't have it yet. But I don't know. I don't think that joke was in it, but it was something similar to it. In that movie,
it's actually a disease much funnier.
I'm trying to remember. I feel like I did laugh a couple times in it, and I don't remember why. I think it was stuff that wasn't supposed to be funny, and I laughed.
Like a boom mic or something?
No. Oh. Like just a reaction from one of the people in the background or something. I don't remember. But yeah, I gave that one a 4. Because 5 is tolerable.
What's the main plot of it, though?
The main plot is... there is no real main plot.
He wants to be a sheep farmer.
No, he is a sheep farmer, and that's the big joke, that he's a sheep farmer, he can't do anything. His girlfriend breaks up with him, and he's trying to win her back. So he's trying to impress her and stuff, and he ends up meeting this girl during this huge bar fight. You know, like classic people smashing stuff and whatever. He meets this girl, and he starts, like, dating her, and she's training him how to be a better person because he's going to duel the other, his ex-girlfriend's new current boyfriend, who's Neil Patrick Harris.
Okay.
Because he can grow a mustache, and he's a real man. But it turns out that the girl that's training him how to be a better gunman, shooter?
Gunslinger.
Is the girlfriend to the worst villain in the West.
Oh.
So, and she's, like, in the relationship by force because she doesn't love him and stuff. So then, yeah.
It's like a whole
Scott. So then he ends up having to duel him and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I walked into the very last 5 minutes of it.
Yeah, it wasn't that great. Neil Patrick Harris was pretty cool in the movie, but that's not worth watching the movie for.
Yeah, it's kind of...
And then there was, like, Sarah Silverman played a prostitute, but she had a boyfriend, and everyone's like... Wait, your girlfriend has sex with all these men? He's like, yeah, but she doesn't love him, so it's all right. And stuff, and like, it was a big joke. And then they find out that he and her are saving themselves for marriage. So they're not going to have sex until they get married.
That's kind of clever.
But she's a prostitute. Yeah. So she has sex with everybody except the person she loves.
I have to admit, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
That's a funny idea.
But I mean, like, to me... That movie was funnier explaining the stuff than the actual... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is going to happen. And then it's like, the lead up and I don't know. They prolong the jokes too long and I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of Family Guy.
Yeah.
So it's the same guy, Seth MacFarlane, the guy who did Family Guy. Mm-hmm. It's his movie. And this, I think, is his first one where he actually plays the character instead of just a voice.
Yeah, he's just Ted voice.
He was the voice of the Ted, yeah.
Of the Ted. And he was in Flash Forward, but as an FBI agent.
But, like, yeah, so it was his comedy movie where he was actually the person instead of just a voice. But, yeah, I watched that one. Gave it a 4. And then the next movie I watched in the box set, I'm just going to do this because you only got 2 more to do.
Yeah.
The next one I watched was The Bodyguard.
Oh, shit, I was going to watch that. Sure didn't.
No, and... The movie itself, it was kind of weird because I went in thinking the movie was going to go a certain way, and it kind of did, but it didn't at the same time. Because I'm like, oh, he's going to fall in love with her, blah, blah, blah. That happens so soon in the movie. And then it's like, oh, they sleep together. And then, like, the rest of the movie, he's trying to be professional, but she's like, whatever. But yeah, The Bodyguard is, she's a famous singer, and she's getting death threats on her. So... Her manager hires a bodyguard. She doesn't want one, but she has to have one because she's becoming more popular, and I guess she's going to be up for an award or something like that, and got a new album coming out and all this stuff.
So then eventually, do you eventually figure out who is trying to kill her?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So
there's a little twist at the end, too.
Is it her kid?
No.
Her 8-year-old kid?
The kid fucking goes off in a boat. he can't swim!
Oh, I was thinking as a Lost reference because he's like, Walt...
No.
We need to take your boy.
I mean, there's a little twist at the end, and then, like, obviously, it's kind of funny because I've seen so many, like, comedy movies that, like, parody this.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, at the end, it's the award show, and the bomb's gonna go off, or someone's gonna get shot, or something like that. I'm like, oh, it's like that Naked Gun 33 and a third and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, but, yeah, I thought...
Well, the thing is, you were going to watch it, and then I was, like, going to head to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I walked in, and you were watching the movie, and I'm like, And I just sat and watched maybe the first, like, 15 minutes. I'm like, this is a lot different of a movie than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
And I know as a kid, I kind of had a, kind of, like, because I knew it was so, because it came out when you were, like,
yeah.
in well, elementary school 90... or middle school. 90, I want to say 93.
Yeah, something like that.
I was still in elementary school. But it was, like, one of those things where, I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. But then as I'm growing up, I'm like, you know, all these movies, it feels like I should watch them eventually. And I kind of wanted to see it. And then you started watching it, and I'm like, this is kind of interesting. Because like the movie starts with like him just killing somebody. And you're like, whoa, he saved somebody. Wow, you know he's a badass. And like, yeah. Kevin Costner, wow, you.
But yeah, he doesn't. He wants to be a bodyguard, but he doesn't want to be a bodyguard for celebrities mm-hmm. and stuff.
Because they have attitudes.
Yeah. So like, he doesn't really want to be the bodyguard, and then she doesn't really want a bodyguard. So there's like that conflict mm-hmm. at the beginning of the movie. And then she almost gets killed. So then, like, oh, I do need him. And then,
did you ever know that you're my hero?
Yeah. Which is, okay. To me, I thought that was, like, a much bigger song in the movie than it was. Mm-hmm. Because there's a part where they, like, oh, we're going to just go out to eat. And they go to some, like, trash bar or something like that. He takes her there. Because it's, like, out of the public eye and stuff like that. And this song comes on the jukebox,
mm-hmm.
and it's a country song, and it's that song.
Mm-hmm.
It's a country version of that song. And then, like, oh, this is kind of, he's like, this is the kind of music you listen to, do-do-do-do-do, and she's making fun of him and stuff. And then once the movie's finally over, the song plays in the credits. I'm like, I thought she was going to sing it in the movie. Like,
oh, what was the reference to that? Shit. Okay, keep...
Okay, I don't have anything else to say about that movie.
No, goddammit, there was a movie... Oh, okay. to go back to a couple months ago when I watched... goddammit, Dustin Hoffman, Mrs. Robinson, Graduate. That was one of those things where, like, that movie literally had, like, four songs in it, mm-hmm. and they just replayed them with lyrics, without lyrics. Yeah. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And then also Sound of Silence. And I'm like, oh, and like those songs I kept playing over and over and over again, and I'm like in the background and stuff. But then I realized, oh, that's where Old School got it, because when he, because like, at one point he just falls in the water.
Mm-hmm.
But then the thing is, it's not in that movie, because Dustin Hoffman just like rolls off a raft into his pool. He's like just floating in the bottom of the pool, mm-hmm. and it's not Sound of Silence. That got me mad a little bit.
That got you mad because it wasn't the song everyone puts to that. So I watched that one, and I gave Bodyguard a 6 okay. out of 10. It had its slow moments, and like...
Slow moments.
There was a couple twists in it that I kind of saw coming, but, I mean, I guess it's the 90s, so some movies...
Does he, like...
Twists are, like...
Does he deliver her the mail, and he's like, here you go. And he puts his hat on, and his rides off on a horse. Yeah.
And no, he jumps on a raft and goes into the water world.
And then wolves attack her. The wolves attack her! And
he dances shit. With. He dances with Fuck. The wolves that attacked her.
You should make a movie.
And then the next movie I watched was also on my list, but I just watched it last year. It was Natural Born Killers. Natural Born Killers. One, Woody Harrelson.
Oh, yeah, and Julia.
Yeah, where they're like...
Julia Louis Dreyfus. No.
Where they're just, like, basically going cross-country killing people.
That's the reason? That's it?
Yeah, that's the movie.
I never saw it.
Yeah. They're basically becoming the world's most popular serial killers.
Okay.
So they're going cross-country, and they're becoming popular, and then, like, it has a lot to do with how the media does the stuff, and they use the media for their advantage and all that stuff. But, yeah, it starts off because, like, her dad is an asshole to her and, like, rapes her and stuff when she's a kid. And her dad's played by Rodney Dangerfield.
Jesus. No respect for my known daughter.
And then they end up, like, killing him and, like, fleeing.
And liking it.
And then they're just basically running from the law the whole movie, pretty much. And then the end gets pretty cool. Like, they get, like, an exclusive interview with this TV guy. Like, because they have, like... one of those like 2020 type specials where mm-hmm. they do the interview with the criminal thing.
Yeah.
And it's Robert Downey Jr. is the reporter. And then Tommy Lee Jones is like the sheriff or something like that and stuff. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's just weird because I just watched it not too long ago. It's like
It's not one of those movies you can watch numerous times in a row.
Some people do, though. Like, I don't know. There's some very fucking fucked up, twisted, like, snake blood and, like, all that shit going on, like, projected on the walls behind him while there are, like, scenes going on. Like, the flashback stuff when it shows her as a kid and her dad's, like, being mean and stuff. They put, like, a laugh track and the set looks like a sitcom and stuff. And it's fucking weird.
I walked in when you were watching that, like, last year. I don't remember what was happening, but it looked really boring because it was like standing on the side of the road and it was like yellow and purple or something like that.
Oh, it's probably probably the part where they got bit by the rattlesnake.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, because they stop and there's like this Indian like meditating and stuff like that, and they go and they're like, oh, we're going to, you know, stay here, and they're getting advice from him, and then like Woody Harrelson's character just like fucking just kills him and she gets pissed, and then after that like a snake bites that rattlesnake, and they're like, that's what you get for killing. It's weird. It's weird.
So,
but I gave it a 7.
Okay.
Because I did enjoy it, even though it was really fucked up.
All right. The first movie of the month that I watched. So Unforgiven was the second one. First one I watched was Jason. You watched it last month? Clockwork Orange? Or was it 2 months ago?
Oh, it was a couple months ago.
I watched Clockwork Orange.
I don't know what month. I don't have the whole sheet.
I watched Clockwork Orange. And, yeah, Jason explained it in episode. Refer to episode Jason's looking to find out. But, those were movies I watched in, like, high school, and I didn't understand it. And it's a lot better now that I'm older and understand and see old Stanley Kubrick's weirdness. But, yeah, it was a really good movie. What month?
It was in June.
June. And this is September, so it was 3 episodes ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
it was my short month.
Yeah, but I watched it and I really liked it, and
it's one of those funny movies. I don't know if I mentioned this like when I did it. It's like so many people like, this movie's awesome because he's just doing all this stuff that he wants and stuff. I'm like, apparently you didn't get the full reason of the movie. Like, yeah, these kids are going around beating the shit out of people, raping people, stealing, smashing, and doing whatever the fuck they want. But that's like.
But at the same time, like, the weird thing about the movie is it just kind of goes, and it doesn't feel like anything, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it doesn't have any, like, certain points to the movie where...
It's just an evolution of character.
Yeah, but, oh my god, did they get some good actresses for that movie? Boob-wise. No, but, god damn it, Malcolm McDowell, is that his name? Yeah. I'll just pretend it's him. That's how you pronounce it. Oh. But he sounded so much like Eric Idle from Monty Python.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, what now, good sir? I'm like, I just, every time.
The other box.
Yeah.
First half of the year, Jason.
Fuck. I don't know where I was
going. Yeah, Eric Idle. He sounds like Eric Idle. It's kind of weird.
Oh, but I was going to say, like, the thing is, yeah, it's a really good movie.
And you love the part where he gets his eyeballs.
No, I had to look away from the movie so many times because I have an eye thing. And goddamn it, when he's like, his pride open and put the drops in, like you can see if I was in that movie, I gave him so much credit. I gave him so much credit for that movie because fuck it so many times.
We're going to say the F word a lot in this
God
one.
God damn it. No, I can't. I just can't because it was metal. It was like.
Well, they had, like. When I first saw it, I'm like, oh, they're putting the drops in because his eyes are dehydrating because they're staying open so long. But the medicine was in the eye drops as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, because like they have to hydrate his eyes. But I guess the medicine was in there, too.
Yeah, God. Ugh. That alone, yeah. But, no, I liked it.
That's the most famous part in the movie for me is the eyes.
And, well, our friend Brian would always be like, try the wine. Food, all right. Yeah, that was funny. I'll give it a 7.5. That was a good movie. You gave it 8.5, looks like?
7.5.
Uh-oh, I'm looking at the wrong movie. That's one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Yeah. Clockwork Orange, second one in Washington.
Yeah, I can't read from here.
7.5, yeah.
7.5. Oh, my glasses are on this one.
So, so I finished watching the FX TV show Fargo.
Yeah.
Which is really good. I mean, this is a movie podcast. I'm not really going to go too much into that.
Sorry, I went into the Psycho Bates Motel.
But anyway, so I watched that whole first season. And then I'm like, I don't remember the movie that much. Thinking, like, they must have taken the movie and, like, turned it into the full show. But it's not like it at all. Like, it's a completely different story.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, that's that character, that's that character. Like, the characters might be, loosely based on the movie characters, but mm-hmm. the plot is completely different. Because in the movie, he has his wife kidnapped.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm going to, you know, and then her father's going to pay the ransom and I'll get half the money and stuff like that. And that's the movie. This one.
That's the movie or that's a TV show?
That's the movie.
Okay.
The TV show, he accidentally kills his wife.
Oh.
And then he gets this other guy involved and his, like, bully from high school gets killed. He basically sends that guy to kill the bully, and then, like, things just escalate from there. But I'm like, the plots are completely different. Like, because in the movie, he's a car salesman. In the TV show, he sells insurance. I don't even remember the names, so the names are probably not even the same either. But I was like, oh. But, yeah, the movie itself, I watched it when I was in college or something like that.
I was in high school, I think.
But this time, I think I appreciated it more. I got some of the dark humor, like the stuff that shouldn't be funny but was funny. I gave it a 7 mm-hmm. out of 10.
You said he...
His wife... He hires these guys to kidnap his wife
mm-hmm.
and then has them ransom her. So her dad pays money because he wants to invest in... his own dealership.
Oh, okay.
But he can't ask because his father-in-law hates him. Uh-huh. So he's like, well, if I have her kidnapped and then give the kidnappers half the money, I can get half the money and I can open up my own dealership.
Do they realize that, though?
Well, because the kidnappers communicate through him instead of the father. So they only talk to him. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't know.
And then people end up dying and stuff, but... Yeah. Yeah, that's the Fargo movie. I liked it. I gave it 7. And then the next movie I watched in my box set, Scott loves. And
it's Scott Pilgrim?
Oh. I already did that one early in the year.
And it's not in your box set.
It's not in my box set. If it was, it would be the last one. Because it's in the order of years.
Years.
Yeah. The Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, the gun movie.
Oh, it is the Shawshank Redemption. I thought it was just called Shawshank Redemption. There's a the.
Yeah. I disregard those at the beginning of movies sometimes.
Yeah.
Because it makes it...
Yeah, I saw this before.
Hard to put ties sometimes.
And it's a good movie. But I don't think it's as amazing as everyone says it is. It's still really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And the ending always gets me because I'm like, I feel like it should be more shocking than it is. Because it's like there's a lot of setup to it.
Yeah.
And then like... Yeah, so I'm like, oh, I was kind of expecting that because of all the conversations I have in the jail and stuff like mm-hmm. that. But I don't know. I liked it. It's weird because you tell people it's a Stephen King story and they don't believe you.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, you know Stephen King did Green Mile, right? Yeah, Stephen King did Green Mile. Yeah. So you can kind of see Shawshank then. Except there's not as much fucked up stuff in this as compared to Street
I think Stephen King did so... He writes so many stories that, like, don't really deal with supernatural stuff. Mm-hmm. Or if they do, sometimes that's not the main focus. It's so weird. It's so weird to think about because it's like some of his...
Stand By Me.
Yeah, like Dolores Claiborne, that's nothing to do. It's just a revenge type story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of the movies... Like, a lot of his books are just, like, people dealing with people.
Misery,
exactly.
Cujo, it.
Just kidding. Yeah, Cujo, it's a rabid dog. It's not like it's a...
Yeah.
I mean, the book is more in-depth stuff.
But I like the evolution of character and, like, how at first he's like, oh, this guy's a weakling, and then he realizes how much better he is, and then, like, all the jails people start using him for his taxes and stuff as...
Mm-hmm. No, I love
pickaxe.
Yeah. It would take you
100 years or whatever to get through there.
Only took him 8 or whatever. Yeah. And it was worn down right to the nub.
But yeah.
I saw the line. The last thing going through his mind, his head was, you know, actually, yeah.
But yeah, I gave it an 8.
The next movie I had, so far the first two were in my list, Clockwork Orange and Unforgiven, and this third one is also my list. Indiana.
So you only watched three from your list.
Yeah, I only watched three from my list. Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. The first one.
The first one.
The first Indiana Jones movie. Snakes. Why'd it have to be snakes? first movie. Wow. Watching that as an adult now, and like, god damn it, it kind of ruined the movie a little bit for me.
Knowing?
Just seeing things like, that shouldn't work. But then again, you know, it's like it's the transfer from the Ark of the Covenant. So that in itself is like a lie. But it's like, okay. And a lot of people, I remember in the past, people like, oh yeah, Indiana Jones didn't even need to be in that movie because the Nazis and this and this whatever. I'm like, no, he figured stuff out and he ended like watching like he was the one that found out the metal and this other stuff. Like, if it wasn't for him, not everything would have happened the same way. But but the thing that. So basically, Indiana Jones, in case you've lived under a rock, he's an archaeologist, and he gets he finds out that they might know where the lost Ark of the Covenant was, you know, from Jesus' times.
Bible.
Yeah, the Bible, where the Ten Commandments are stored. So then it's an adventure-type movie where he's just running around and trying to get the Ark of the Covenant. Marion in the movie, the one woman character... She is useless 95% of the time. Like, it's just like, you want to have a woman in the movie? Yeah, let's have a woman. She's going to be worthless. She's going to get kidnapped a lot and then get stuck in a fucking airplane. Who cares? And she's like, just fucking, she was stuck in the airplane. She almost exploded and because she couldn't open the fucking door. And it's like, other than a few punches she threw and the fact that she could drink people under the table, that's all she was good for. Other than that, she was just getting kidnapped and tied up and, like, just all sorts of bad things happening to her. But the thing also that I realized was the Ark of the Covenant is made of gold, right?
Okay.
Gold is heavy as shit. That giant thing, that big, that, like, that thick and stuff, I assume that would weigh quite a bit of pounds. And they end up, like, Indiana Jones and then the other guy, like, they just pull it out of a temple by themselves. Just two people lifting that giant metal thing.
Yeah,
if that thing was even, like, made of, like, steel, you'd be like, fuck this. But it's made of gold and they, like, haul it out of a tomb. You're like, really? How the fuck is this work? I don't know. But, no, it's still a great movie. I still like that one a lot. It's probably my favorite Indiana Jones movie. Last Crusade is pretty good.
But I was going to say, to me, I think Last Crusade is the best. But
it's good, but I think Raiders of the Lost Ark has a lot, so many awesome, like, things to it.
I haven't seen Raiders of the Lost Ark in a long time.
Yeah. Well, Last Crusade, like, has a lot more comedy in it, plus Sean Connery.
I just
awesome
loved
movie.
the part at the end when he's doing all this stuff, trying to get through.
Yeah, in the temple.
Mm-hmm. Get to the goblet.
Yeah, like, goblet. Goddamn, what was it called?
Cup?
Yeah. Goddamn. Not a chalice.
I don't remember. Fuck Grail? The Holy Grail?
Yeah.
There we go.
But I give Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark, I give it an 8.
An 8. That's what I gave Shawshank, in case I didn't say that. And then the last movie I watched of the month, which was in my box set, was The Matrix.
Oh, yeah, you watched it last night.
Yeah, the first Matrix movie.
Not last night, whatever, 2 nights ago.
Yeah, the 30th I watched it. and I think I did get done before midnight, so it still technically counts. But yeah, I saw this so long ago, and now watching it now, knowing how computers work... There's so many things wrong with it, but it was really good. Yeah. I kind of want to rewatch the other two now, even though I know they're bad, just because I watched the other two like not around the same time.
Yeah,
so I didn't know the overall. Like watching the first one again, I'm like, oh yeah, they got the city and all this stuff like in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that bothers me. I don't know. Like, okay, so they use the phones to get out of the Matrix. But how would they not be able to trace that easily? Like,
Star 69?
But, like, if you're using the internet, you can easily trace back hard lines.
That was pretty good, in my mind.
I'm just saying, like, those robots should have been able to find them really easily.
Yeah, I don't know.
If they use the hard line. And it'd be harder with the cell phone, even though they say it's easier to find them with the cell phone. They trace the signal easier. I don't understand how that works backwards. But anyway, if you haven't seen The Matrix, it's about a bunch of people who realize that the world we live in is a computer program, and humans are used as batteries for robots in the future.
Because it's renewable energy.
Yeah. So they just grow babies, suck the energy from them, and then, like, then they end up, like, once they get too old, they liquefy them and feed them to the other babies. It's like, oh god, that's kind of, it's like the food source is other humans.
Mm-hmm.
Once they're, oh, all the energy is gone, fucking grind them up and give them to other people as food. But yeah, it's about them trying to find the person that can save them from these robots.
Yeah.
And then it ends, and it's just like, wow, that was a good movie, even though there was no closure at all. And then they made two more movies to have that closure.
And even then, you didn't get closure.
No. But I gave it a 7.5.
Okay.
I thought it was good watching it again.
I knew Kung Fu. Whoa. Yeah, so the lowest movie I got this month was 7.5, which was Clockwork Orange or Unforgiven.
My lowest movie was A Million Ways to Die in the West, which was a 4.
And then the highest was Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark with an 8.
And my highest was Shawshank Redemption with an 8.
So, yeah. So, pretty short episode this month. But I was looking at my movies.
Mm-hmm.
I am... I thought I had less... I have not a lot of movies left because I only have, like, what? Maybe 10 movies left? Maybe. But I think the part of the thing is we're starting to get into the movies that we've seen already, because when we started this, at least for me, yours are in order. You're watching them in order. I'm just watching them when I can get my hands on them. So I'm watching a lot of movies that I haven't seen before first, because I'm like, I want to see this movie. But now it's like majority of the ones I have left. I think two movies that I have left on my list I've never seen before. Other than that, I've seen them all. So it's like, it's going to be a lot of movies that I've just like, yep, saw it. Jaws, obviously great.
Let me see. I'm curious. I know all of October, if I do one a week, I've seen all of these.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. 1, 2.
Oh, God.
3. Yeah, so there's only 3 of them I haven't seen out of the rest of this box set.
Really?
Yeah, I have 11 left.
Oh, actually, no, there's 3 movies left I haven't seen. Because that one, you and I only have one movie left to watch together.
And that's Dark Knight, which we've both seen.
Yeah, I've seen it like 3 times already.
Yeah, the ones I haven't seen coming up, I don't know if I want to ruin that.
Yeah, okay. Me either. Well, I mean,
you're going
to
say it.
One of the movies I have to watch yet, I borrowed it for like 4 years, and then I never watched it, and I gave it back. But I have a copy of it,
okay.
So I'll watch that eventually. And then the rest, and then like 2 others I haven't seen, but I can't seem to find them, so we'll see how that happens. Other than that, it's all of them. But other than that, I have, because it's October now, so I have this week's movie and next week's movie done. And then, I have.
I didn't watch anything in October yet.
No. Well, I meant like for.
Oh,
I do.
I'm right on time.
On my calendar, I'm putting them as I watch, like, for a week, so, like, I know how many weeks I'm behind. I didn't watch them from that week. So if I'd watch one a week, this is where I should be at. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. See, I have it by what week I'm on. And this is week 39 out of 52.
I don't.
And that's right.
So, I don't know.
Something. So I'm caught up.
Yeah.
I'm right on time. But I know the next couple movies are going to be a bitch.
Yeah. And then also, once
they're long and boring.
And this is, we only have like 3 more episodes of this for the year.
Yep.
And we're probably going to have like a sort of like recap end of year thing as well.
We could do that.
But that's not for. We'll have December, and then we'll have the 2014.
Yeah, we'll do it. Yeah, we'll do that as a separate one.
Yeah. So I'm still trying to think of what we're going to do. I have ideas for just like
the finale.
Yeah. Of what to do, and then.
And I think we'll still do this next year, but we just won't have the box set.
Yeah.
I'll figure something out.
We're gonna figure out some other stuff. So maybe stick tunes.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for that in a few months.
Or if you have some ideas what you want us to watch, as a box set or something.
Yeah. Also, yeah. If you want us to watch a certain movie, like just for the month, email me at stuffbyscott@gmail.com. It's STUFFBYSCOTT@gmail.com. Say, hey, I want you guys to watch this movie, and we'll try our best to get a hold of it and watch it. Otherwise, if you say, hey, I watched this because you said that you liked it, and then you hate it or love it or whatever, let us know about that. And like Jason said, if you have ideas, like next year, say, you should watch all the Bourne Identity movies. Watch all the Bourne Identity movies, or watch all the Clint Eastwood movies or something, I don't know.
Or all the Halloween movies.
Or just if you have a theme or idea, let us know. Otherwise, I have an idea, but I'll see if I want to do it or not. I think other than that,
that's a wrap. Do 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 do